talking about demons. What are the demons? The voices. Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Yeah, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome back to Evil Examined. Today we're going to be doing the Forbidden Five on disturbing diseases, and we have finally some ladies in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jean and me are both here. And
female energy.
And then we have Sarita and Millie here.
Hi.
Millie is also on the Breakdown podcast.
Breakdown podcast.
Look that shit up. It's awesome. Yeah. Breakdown is spelled with the number 3 in case you're confused when you're looking for it. So,
yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Forbidden Five.
So anyways, diseases is this thing is something that's like close to me personally, I feel like. Not that I have a disease or anything anymore. I'm just saying.
Okay, tell us.
But
gotcha.
When I first got the internet, I was 9 years old. And I feel like that's kind of like a young age to get the internet at. And like, I feel like we kind of all grew up at similar times.
I feel like I got it like way later than that.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't have Wi-Fi for a minute, dude.
Like
till like after fucking high school.
What?
Like I didn't get Wi-Fi till like in my 20s.
You're lying.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was young.
No, I didn't even have the dial-up. I didn't have any internet.
I had that.
Right? I had that.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I knew people who had it. I was like, yeah, I want that.
Wait, hold on.
I want that annoying.
You never had AIM? Like, you didn't have a username for AIM?
Well, that's so funny. That's like what I was like, going to ask. No. Your new username.
Everybody asked that, and no. I knew, like, I'd been on AIM at friends' houses. You know what I mean? Like, just Big George particularly, but...
Big
I didn't
George.
Really have
Did you set up your own AIM there? Did you just use
No, his? I just went under the fucked up his AIM.
What was his screen name, you remember?
I don't know.
I used to chat with him back in the day.
Blockhead 85.
That is funny.
My screen name was Aquatic 9 because I was 9 and I was an Aquarius, which so smart.
Yo.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Mine.
Yeah.
Yellow Sharpie, and it still is for everything.
Mine was Crazy Millie.
Oh, yeah, because yours is Yellow Sharpie on PlayStation 2, I remember.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, I like that. That's cool. It's creative.
Isn't that like a highlighter?
I was like trying to pick a name for like, I think Xbox or something, and then I was just sitting at my desk. I was like, fuck, everything's taken. What's this? Yellow Sharpie. Okay. And it wasn't, and it never is, so...
Sure, everything's taken. All the good ones.
Right.
Yeah. Not what even examined, though.
Do you have any, like, awesome screen names that you don't use anymore or email addresses?
An old gamer tag was, like, Switz Nipples. It's just a weird one.
Well, I know, what, on PlayStation, you're Red Dead Snake, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That one's a cool one. Yeah, I lucked out.
How about you? Do you have any old ones that you got rid of?
I don't... Oh, like emails and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have one that... I was really big into Brandon Jacobs, the running back for the New York Giants. That's why my my PlayStation name is Bronson Beast. Because it's like Charles Bronson. And then I was like, oh, Jacobs is a beast, you know?
Oh, I never knew that, like, dude.
That's where it's derived from. fucking enlightening motherfuckers today.
Blows my mind.
Everyone should explain their PlayStation name now.
Oh my god.
All right, let's talk about diseases. I'm over this.
You're over this.
On the forbidden
well,
fire.
Anyways, so we kind of got to be in this area or this time during life where we got to grow up and see the internet develop into what it is today. And since it's been evolving, it's full of like nearly endless possibilities, right? You can look up anything you want and you can connect to people, right? Can meet your fucking future husband online. You can look up that cannibal guy that like ate another dude's dick, found that guy online too. You know, like you can put out an ad and find someone whose dick you can eat for real though.
Yeah.
And then there's a cannibal cop following Aaron on Twitter right now.
I didn't know if you were going to bring that up. Yeah. So I've been trying to do a little of the book promoting lately. So, I came across, I think it's Gil Valley, that's his name, something like that. But he was the guy who got accused of trying to kidnap a bunch of his ex-girlfriends and eat them. And like he had like this secret cannibal life, like he would just chat on cannibal forums all throughout the middle
this
of the night.
The shit that's online.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a thing. And
look it up.
That's why you use the private browsing or just check out 4chan.
But basically what happened with him, just to give you guys a little taste of it, he was exonerated from all of his charges. They were saying like he was trying to intentionally like plot to kidnap and cannibalize these women. But he was saying fucked up shit, even about his own wife and kid. But it was proven that he never actually took a step in reality, like whether it was like buying duct tape, buying rope, any little thing. There was nothing there that could tie him to it. So they couldn't convict him of it simply because of that. And now we follow each other.
What? So he follows you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, shit. Well, because he's a writer. He writes like splatterpunk books and shit.
Mm.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Horror writer now. So I'm actually going to check out one of his books. I'm kind of interested to hear what the cannibal
right,
cop.
Let's get on that fucking watch list too. So anyways, like, so the internet now, speaking of all that shit, like there's so much stuff that's heavily legislated and you can like find ties back to people with things. They listen to everything that we look at or say on our phones. There's like data analytics for everything. But back in the day when we first got it, you used to be able to kind of like choose your own path. There wasn't as much direction as there used to be. Like, there wasn't a Google. It wasn't something, like, funneling you into something. So there was, like, the Anarchist Cookbook. There was different shit that you could look at. Before all of these structures existed that, like, funneled you into different places, do you guys remember what you used to look at online? Like, besides just, like, chatting and Kazaa?
Oh, my God. Do you remember Steak and Cheese, that website?
Dude, yes. Nobody remembered. I was talking about it on another podcast, and everybody was like, oh.
Shit was sick.
I forgot why. That was, like, one of the first websites I discovered.
Me too.
Because it was like, the most fucked up. And, like, that guy.
You could see, like, celebrity autopsy.
Yeah. Dude, they threatened him into closing his site. Like, he got fucking threatened and, like, strong-armed because it was so fucked up, the shit that was on it.
Yeah, but it's all, like, public. You can get a lot of that on public record if you really want to dig.
Yeah,
but at the time, there wasn't anything quite as controversial as that was out there.
Yeah.
You remember Rotten.com? That was another one.
Is that still around?
I don't know.
It is, but it's not the same. It's just all ads. Yeah.
Of course.
I used to look at rare diseases, and I've always had this weird fucking thing in my head for this. I don't know why, but that's why this stuff, like, I've known about for forever. I used to like seeing pictures of all this shit and being like, holy shit, what is this? So that's when I first got access to the internet. That's the kind of shit I would do before my parents got home. So that's where this is coming from.
Dark secret.
Yep. Not asking people their ASL. And it's like you can't really see that shit other places. Like you can see it in books, but it's not really quite the same as it is on the internet. And these sites are technically, like back in the day, were designed for like educational purposes, like teaching doctors how to see these diseases and what they are. But obviously I'm just like totally fascinated by what they look like, you know? And you can't really get like books from the Scholastic like library thing on this shit when you're 9 years old.
Not at all.
Yeah, you can't fucking order that from the catalog. So I don't know, like the first one that I got super obsessed with is called a goiter. Do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
It's when you're...
That big bump, like...
Your neck gets super bulbous and like gigantic on there.
Just so. Picture like a huge ball under the skin.
Almost like a toad.
Like a baseball.
Like a nutsack times 100.
It's like a giant...
Like a pimple?
It's like your neck becomes a giant nutsack.
No, there's nowhere for like pus to come out because it's not pus, right?
No, it's caused by sodium deficiency. So it doesn't really happen in the U.S. because we have such a salty diet. But yeah, it's just... I don't know what it's full
of. So what country is this derived from?
It's in multiple countries, but it's just not prevalent in the U.S. because of this.
What countries would it be more likely to be in?
In places with low salt diets.
Or like bland food.
Yeah.
Oh, we just don't know any of those. Do you?
What country would that be?
I could just name a country that has goiters, like India.
Oh, cool, 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 cool.
No, I think
India
is probably salty.
They don't got a lot of
salty foods, but like, I mean,
maybe Greenland or something.
Aren't they mostly vegan over there, though?
Where?
But there's still salt. India? They gotta get that flavor. Oh, yeah. I just named the country for whatever.
Fucking disrespectful, man.
It's India.
Yeah, but the other thing about this is, like, when you see people with all these, like, rare diseases, like, super rare diseases, where it's something, like, a deformity or something, where it's obvious when you're looking at them, I feel like it's oftentimes the basis for fictional, like, literary characters, you know, like Frankenstein or different ones like that. So that's... The ones I'm going to be focusing on.
What about Quasimodo?
Hunchback, Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm, Hunchback.
Well, they say that because of all the fucking phone stuff we're doing and stuff on computers that we're all going to be hunchbacks.
Did you hear about that we're growing horns in the back of our neck?
Yes. I saw that.
That's demonic.
Why? What's
going on? Have you seen your horn yet? No. I noticed it right when you came in.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's up toward the top.
You got that prominent horn.
Yo.
You guys didn't hear about that, though?
No.
Yeah, no, because of all the cell phone use.
They call it like a callus on the bone, on like the bone in the back of your neck, so it's like extending from looking down so much, so it has to support your head going like this instead of going like this.
The church calls it the devil.
I can't.
Yo.
I'm gonna keep my other thoughts to myself about looking down and shit. Am I alone here? Do you guys think this is like something? Yeah, have you guys ever looked this up or been like, I want to see some fucking weird looking diseases?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually
yeah.
like when I'm looking up normal shit on WebMD and then it's just like, I have mm-hmm. this and I look
Do you
it
get
up.
The hypochondria?
Yeah.
Dr. Silent Sarita.
Yeah.
You guys self-diagnose?
Dude, but I'm Sometimes. Usually right. Like with my brother. I diagnose my brother all the time.
You're just always right.
I went with my mom, with my brother, to the doctor, and I said, this is what he has. No one's tested for it, and I was right.
What was?
Well,
I don't remember now. I don't remember. I wasn't
Brother's, like, dying and shit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know. That was last week's
But
thing.
They kept like saying he had, like, cellulitis. I was like, it's not that.
Cellulite?
Oh, no, it's gout. I was like, he has fucking gout. It's clear he has gout. And I was
Oh,
right.
dude, that's a that's cool. a disease of kings.
Yeah, the rich know? Man.
What is that? He's, like,
what
a high...
Gout?
It's, like, drunk.
Crystallization.
Skin. Yeah, it usually crystallizes usually from, like, protein.
Sometimes you turn yellow.
One of our great guests, John the Skeptic, if you look on the Sickos portion of our website, you can see I've identified that he's been a victim of the gout.
A lot of meat eaters.
Like he enjoys his meats.
Mm.
I forgot what the protein is.
I don't like meat that much. Tastes weird.
Speaking of John and eating meat, he actually brought up, not like that though.
Under the bus.
He actually brought up on one of our previous podcasts, this one disease that I didn't choose for my five. I'm going to go through like a list of things that I didn't choose that That's I think key. Are awesome too.
Yeah.
Kuru, which is like zombie cannibals, basically. There's like a tribe that they'll eat bodies and then they get infected sort of. And they kind of like become like numb and mindless and just crave flesh.
See so episode like, 3, Lords of Chaos, if you guys want to find out more about the Kuru.
Yeah.
And then
wait, that was it, right?
Yeah, that was that one. I'm going to show you guys some other ones that didn't make the cut for this.
Do you guys like the way blood tastes like?
Mm, I like the way gas smells.
I'm talking about blood.
All right, vampire.
Blood tastes like?
It's not so bad.
No, it's okay. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm kind of like, it's gross.
I don't think I've drank enough to form an opinion.
Like it's
You guys want
okay.
a bloodlet tonight?
Iron.
Like, it's good iron, you're right.
But I wouldn't say it was good. It's just Meadowy.
Maybe you need to put like a celery stick and some vodka in it.
Oh my god.
Bloody- Maybe, yeah.
Bloody Mary. Okay, so this is Kuru. So this is like not real.
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead shit. But like everything is inspired by something real. This is real life Kuru.
Yo.
Which is way sadder looking, right?
Oh my god.
Is that a boy?
It's a little boy. Then there's alien hand syndrome. That's where like you don't know what's... These are the ones that did not make my cut. That you don't know what's going on with one of your hands and it just does like whatever it wants and it can try to strangle you. So like this lady, like it, her hand was just trying to strangle her. You guys remember the claw?
Wow.
Idle hands.
The claw.
Oh, that's wrong.
There's progeria. That's when like, oh, the poor little kids like age super fast.
Yeah, that's stuff. Super sad.
That's yeah. like the opposite of Benjamin Button.
But you guys see it. Right?
True.
It's not
I
just
see
me.
It. Nope, I see it.
No.
Again.
Oops.
Is that for real?
Yo, Sackboy.
How do I go back? Oh, shit. Anyways, there's Magellans when you start, like, growing fucking
like
threads
pimples?
Threads inside your body. And you could just, like, pick on something and pull out a thread.
You're
and
lying.
That's like, no, it looks like this shit. Like, it looks like real-life threads growing inside you.
That's fucking gross.
Mm-hmm.
So see, this is the shit where
they?
Our
they,
phobia
comes
in. Are
they dead cap? Capillaries
yeah.
or something?
I don't know what they are. I can't remember. But because I didn't choose these ones, I didn't research them as much. But it's crazy shit. This one is fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva. So
what
it's basically.
I could never
pronounce
that.
You heard me. We can call it FOP. FOP.
That sounds like a fucking Latin gang. Yo, the FOP gonna fuck you up.
The FOP gonna
it's
fuck
it.
You up.
Put the burner it's, in your face.
This one's basically real life Mr. Glass. Like, it's like you break your bones because they're all super brittle and then they grow over each other and like keep growing over each other and shit. So you'll see people with like super twisted scoliosis and stuff that are very like
that.
It can break their bones anytime.
That's
and then
like
there's a... mere touch synesthesia. It's not like there's a real picture for this one, but it's basically like I could literally put my hands on you if you were feeling pain and not absorb your pain, but my nerves would pick up the senses from yours. And I would feel pain too.
That's
nah,
powder?
That's bullshit.
Is that why you pick powder?
That's
he does
powder.
That?
This is a fucking real disease, dude.
Is it everybody
I just
who,
can't
like,
believe that.
It?
Have
I
you
don't
seen
know.
A,
it's super rare.
The movie Powder?
I have.
No,
with the very
no.
pale guy?
Yeah, but that's a movie.
It's
based
yeah.
on real shit.
But
is it?
Like there's all real kind of stuff that this is linked to. It doesn't, it's not like just an idea. Like there's always something real behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are the ones that didn't make the cut. So now on to number one.
Yo.
Hypertrichosis.
Uh-oh.
This is werewolf face.
Oh.
What?
I see.
Oh, yeah. This is big in the circus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is not to be confused with another disease, which is another werewolf syndrome called clinical lycanthropy. Which is where someone psychologically believes that they're a werewolf, which there are over 30 published cases of. And that's kind of like, that term is used for any animal. Like, you could think you're turning into a hyena, and they would still call it that.
Yeah.
But they have a different name for if you think you turn into snakes. But there's like 30 published cases of this
yeah,
throughout
Charlemagne
the years.
God said that he wanted to turn into a werewolf when he was like 15, and it happened. He,
yeah.
like, grew an ear, like a... Like, I swear to God, look it up.
That's...
You believe that, but you don't believe... You believe Charlemagne the God's a werewolf, but...
Wait, he grew an ear, so did he have three, or was he just missing one?
I think only one ear grew.
It
he was about,
like
he was about
dog.
To turn, and everybody's like, oh my God, he's about to turn! And then they all ran, and then it stopped.
Were they
so,
all on,
facts,
like, DMT
people,
or something?
Facts.
He's like half an Animorph cover.
Yeah.
What animal do you guys think you'd morph into?
Ghost.
That's not a fucking animal.
A ghost of
I would love to be like an elephant. I'm so tiny, but like a baby elephant.
A baby
and
elephant.
And I have an elephant on my finger too.
Aww.
What?
Yeah.
How'd that get there?
What?
No, it's a tattoo for the listeners.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What would you turn into?
I don't know. I feel like a flying squirrel would be kind of cool.
That
Ooh,
would be
that's
cool.
Anything that flies, right?
Yeah, but
flying
I don't want to get too tired.
You're
like,
flying,
I'm just
yeah.
gliding.
Like flying across an ocean would be strenuous. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll just collect a few nuts and then glide for a while.
Forget where I put them.
What about Gene, though? Gene didn't say.
Me?
Pokemon.
Pikachu. It's a tie between a chameleon and a jaguar. They're vastly different, though. But
the chameleon's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the jaguar, that's fucking speed demon.
Yeah, they're cool. They're very powerful.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous,
yeah.
How about you?
You know, I kind of like frogs and shit, too. Frog or turtle.
Become a frog or turtle?
Something that just hangs in nasty water.
Hmm. Yeah. Nice. So, okay, so hypertrichosis is not this idea. It is actually just when you're covered in an abnormal amount of hair growth. So, do you guys think...
You're talking about, like, Brian's back?
That's what I was just going to say. Like, do you suspect him of having this? Or anyone you know, do you suspect them of...
Is it progressive? Because it could...
I don't know. George's legs are pretty hairy.
But the leg is a normal place. I guess the back is, too, but it's an ungodly amount, you know?
Who, Brian or George?
Brian. No,
that's not me. Aaron's got angel wings. That's his hair pattern.
I can't fly away. Maybe I'll jump off the roof later.
Yeah. I used to have a professor, like a German professor, that like I couldn't pay attention in class because his entire arm was like covered in hair. So it's like you couldn't see his skin through his hair. It was just all hair, but the rest of him wasn't that hairy looking. And so it's like I would just stare at his arms, and I still passed the class, but it was like super difficult.
You know what's funny?
It's a lichen.
There's kindergarten.
In like middle school, there was a girl, and I remember like this kid. He leaned over to me. He's like, "Hey, Donna's got more fucking hair on her arms than my father." And I looked at it. Now it was blonde hair, so it didn't jump out. But then when you look, it's like a fucking forest over there.
Yeah. That's why it's really hard to decide when you're going to start shaving.
So we want Habs got her a Gillette for Christmas.
Aw. Gillette's a hair removal. It works.
Not for if you have white hair.
Oh, I have black hair, so works for me.
What?
So
just wait till you get older and get that discount.
There's two different types of hypertrichosis. You can get it all over the body or just in a specific area. And excessive hair growth normally occurs in areas of the skin that don't, except for androgen-dependent hair areas, which are like your face. Like if you're a man, you normally can grow like a beard or something like that.
Does this explain the unibrow, though?
I don't know about what's on your face. I don't know how to explain that.
I don't have a unibrow.
Yeah. or like pubes too. So it's like these people, they'll be super fucking hairy everywhere, but they might not have any hair where their pubes are. That's crazy.
It's like a reverse.
Yeah. Can you picture that? Like they don't have
so
to like.
So weird.
Yeah.
Like their pubes grow somewhere else.
I could see that like being a look, you know? That is a
look. Right? do you guys have a preference for hair? For pubic hair? What's your preference?
I think
other people?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
I think a shave's pretty good, you know?
No, I don't like the shave.
Nothing wrong me with
like
it.
Bald?
Right? You with me?
Or like trimmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave it.
Just leave it, right?
Which
don't,
one?
Don't trim, just fucking
Wait,
leave
it. Trimmed?
Mm-hmm. So I said bald or trimmed?
Oh, no. I think either is fine. Just nothing too gnarly, you know, on a girl. But I agree. As a man, I don't want to shave. You know, I think as a man, you just let it go. You're like a lion, you know, let the mane go. But as a girl, that's different, you know, that's a girl.
So you prefer shaved as a girl? Like,
if I was a girl, yes, I would shave. Okay.
You're like writing it down. Okay. So you can get this all, like, you can be born covered in hair, or it can, like, happen later on in life, too, just kind of, like, start to onset. And I'm like, would you rather have? Would you rather just have it since you're a kid, or, like, live, like, a typical normal life and then one day just wake up and start to be growing mad hair?
Well, I think with, like, blindness, for example, it's probably better to be born blind because you don't know what you're missing, you know?
That's true.
I don't know about this fucking hair thing, though. A couple good decades, might be kind of cool, you know? And then your life is over kind of thing.
I mean, that's right? How it naturally happens. It pops out of nowhere. Right?
Yeah, you start becoming a piece of shit the older you get anyway.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You know?
Yeah, so we're thinking late onset for this is probably
definitely late. Yeah.
Better. But yeah, a lot of people with this terminal hypertrichosis is what they'll call it if you just have it like hardcore and really intensely. They end up joining the circus or being in freak shows, which don't really exist today. But if they did, would you guys go?
If I had that, I'd want to be in it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easy money.
I'd probably also go.
You got to stand around, do a couple cartwheels. You make money. You go.
That would be awesome. I always wanted to be like a carny.
So a few years ago, we saw the Coney Island freak show. So they're still a freak show. But they're kind of, you know, they're not like exploiting people with different medical things, really. They were just like eating glass, fucking hammering just nails fucking up themselves. Their...
Just a bunch of retards.
Fucking hammering nails up their nasal cavity and shit.
Ew.
Which was pretty cool, you know? I liked it, but I really wanted to see some freaks, too.
I mean, I'm sure there are some who would, like, willingly join.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
I love
You'd
it.
Go?
Yeah,
I love
it. So.
Would you go? To freak show, we'd all go to a freak show.
That's I live in CF, so I'm used to that kind of stuff.
That's like Todd Browning's movie, right? That was a very controversial film he made a while ago. Was that in the 70s when he made that? That was early. It was like black and white, legit, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Browning's film was like very controversial because he used all real actual freaks in it, and you couldn't do that today. And it kind of killed his career doing it, but it's still looked at as like one of the more like cult classic movies about carny freaks, really.
You would think that would be like inclusivity.
That's true, right?
Right?
Yeah.
People exactly.
What's wrong with freaks?
Like dwarves always complain about not being able to get roles beyond like elves. But if you try to cast them as like an actual little person.
They get offended.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. But I like midgets. Especially wrestling. Midget wrestling? Amazing.
So
El Torino.
What's weird is one of the causes for this disease in women particularly can sometimes be having an eating disorder. Like if you are bulimic, it can cause you to like, or anorexic, it can cause you to like start growing a lot of hair.
Really?
Really?
Which is weird. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Why?
It is really
good. Did they explain why?
Fuller head of hair. Just
If they explain why, I did not really understand it, so I didn't write it down.
No, that's cool though.
There's no
that's
cure
good information for,
this. For
like some of the females out there listening. Maybe if they want to
cut back on the fucking bulimia.
Yeah.
It's like a plus and a plus, right? You get more hair, and you're not burning up your throat with the acids,
right, which is weird because I feel like that can also cause your hair to fall out, is what I've read
then
before.
But you have like, super full eyebrows.
Yeah, you probably like get, you probably have like a mustache, but like thinning.
You look like G.I. Jane and shit.
But they have wigs for your hair, not for your anywhere else.
They have Merkins. Wigs. They have wigs for your eyebrows now.
I saw that.
You seen that?
Actually, yeah, they're like lace front wigs.
Yeah.
They have nostril hair extensions too.
What?
I'll show you pictures
later. You gotta show me. That's weird.
So there's no cure for this. You can only just remove the body hair. It's not painful for anybody, which is cool. So like removal can be temporary or permanent. Like you could get laser hair removal or just shave a bunch.
That's cool. You're like, I don't want to be a freak this week.
Right.
I'm gonna shave it up. Go to club.
What are the most extreme lengths you've gone to in order to get rid of your body hair?
I mean, wouldn't you think wax would be?
Waxing is one.
I hear waxing is fucked up.
Have you tried Nair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just messy.
That shit smells like shit.
It does. It smells disgusting. It does. And it burns if you leave it on top.
Have you ever, like, Naired your area?
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
if you miss, it's
you have to
tingly.
Stuff your stuff with cotton to do that correctly.
Stuff your stuff.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
I'm lost.
If you want to Nair your area, like... between your lips, you have to stuff cotton balls. Otherwise, if it gets in that shit, it burns.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that makes sense.
Do you guys always have, like, one spot that you miss, like, every single time?
My knees.
You know, like, have you guys ever been nairing and then, like, the fucking fire alarm goes off or something? That would suck, huh? Can you imagine?
You're gonna die.
You'll die. You'll go down with that shit. People with hair often found jobs with this like crazy hypertrichosis hair, often found jobs as circus performers, barbers, and tried to like make the most of their insane looking appearance. Some of their nicknames were Jojo the dog faced man, Lionel the lion faced man, Chewy the wolf man, the bearded woman, the Minnesota woolly girl, and the man of the woods. Another guy was called the missing link. Back before the 1800s.
He sounds more like a rapper.
The missing than link. The rest. I like the Minnesota woolly girl the best.
Sounds dope.
Barbara Van Beck, she would go around and kind of like premature like freak show. She would go around and get shown to like people of nobility. They would just take her around like to different parties and shit. Like,
that's messed up.
Right? And like show her off and be like, this is my friend. You know? There was another lady named Julia Pastrana that traveled throughout the U.S. in a freak show as a bearded lady. And she's the one that, like, most of the artwork that you'll see of, like, bearded ladies is based off of. Recently, in 2014, a girl from Thailand got in Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's hairiest
girl. Oh, my God. Is there a picture?
I don't have one up here, but I'll show you one later. There's also a TV show in the Philippines with the following premise. It's about this lady named Ayla who has a radio drama show called Moon of Desire. And everyone is like, oh my God, her voice is so sexy and seductive and everything. But she's got hypertrichosis or trichosis or however you say it. And they're like, she's soothing the pain of all these brokenhearted callers that are calling in to meet her. And they just like are in love with her and obsessed with her and want to meet her. But she's fucking covered in hair. And that's what the whole TV show is about. Yeah. So on to the next one is Xeroderma pigmentosum, which is kind of like real life vampires. So. Did you guys like Twilight shit?
Yeah, he was hot. What was the actor's
Which
name?
Which one? You think the werewolf's hot or the vampire?
The vampire.
Would you like the werewolf or the vampire?
I didn't like either.
For thinking they're hot?
Yeah.
I thought the werewolf was hotter.
Really? Are we going off the movies or the books?
The movies. I've never read the
movie.
Books.
I only read the books.
I heard the book is better. Always better than the movie.
I mean, it wasn't much better, but I would prefer...
The book, yeah, of course.
So, from the books,
the werewolf
is hotter.
You would think there would be more werewolves, like people that think they're werewolves after watching that movie.
Right? There's all these people thinking they're vampires. So, this disease is also referred to as XP a lot, kind of like Windows XP. It's really kind of sad, this one, because there's a lot of kids that get it, and it is painful, so I just want to start off saying that. They'll get it from birth, and there's not a really good way to find out that you have it, because basically what happens is you have super sensitivity to UV rays, so you don't really know that you have it until it's too late to do anything about it. Like, you'll go out in the sun and you literally blister in the sun all over. And
that's a good song, huh?
That is a great song.
When is that concert?
Violent Femmes is the end of, or it's like in August, I think.
Yeah, we're checking it out.
Yeah, they're playing with Ben Folds 5. So UV sensitivity doesn't really stop with the skin, but it fucks with your eyes, too, for these people. And sometimes, just like how you'd like to torture me, your eyelashes all fall out.
Gotcha, girl.
Yep. And your eyes can turn red and cloudy. It's often paired with neurological abnormalities, like slow and impaired movement. So, like, when you picture, like, Dracula or something, like, probably be mad pale and have, like, super, like, sunken in eyes and, like, walk kind of slow, right? Like, Nosferatu style. This disease affects... It's more prevalent in different countries than in other places. So it's 1 in 20,000 in Japan, but it's only 1 in 250,000 in the U.S. And it's even lesser in Europe, which is weird because I feel like that's where vampires are from. So
really? I didn't know that.
There's probably more vampires in Japan than we think about. Like, have you guys thought about Japanese vampires before?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's where they're at, dude.
They don't cast in Hollywood, so, you know?
Oh, true.
They just whitewash everything over there.
And this is often found in conjunction with cockney or something like that, cocaine syndrome. So people that have this have smaller than normal head sizes, and they're really short. Their eyes kind of look sunken in, and they look aged. They usually have really long limbs, and they can't relax their muscles at the joint, and they have, like, a hunched back, too.
You know what I like? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but as a description, when they have the smaller than normal head, that they used to call them pinheads.
You like that one?
I like that. It's a good name for a bowling team, too.
Mm. You should start one just
the
for
pinheads.
That. Yes. They have small chins, big ears, and pointy, thin noses, too. They get, like, spider veins.
Yeah. Did you want to, like, elaborate on that?
I'm just picturing this character in my head.
Right? Doesn't this, like, when you read these symptoms, doesn't it inspire a fictional character in your head, right? So this one is carried down genetically, and a lot of Navajo people tend to have this for whatever reason. So it's kind of fucked up. But, again, it's really sad. Most people don't live past the age of 20 that have this. And hopefully doctors have been making progress about this. I did read a story about this kid who has this, and he's like 9. And his mom has to go and talk to his school and be like, hey, everybody, this is the kind of disease my kid has. This is how it works so he can be sensitive. Because he has to have lotion put on him, like,
at all times,
all throughout the day. And when he was younger, it's like other people had to do it for him. Now he's old enough to do it for himself, but he has to, like, be covered kind of all the time. So it's like kind of a different experience for other kids. So that, like, she goes and explains the disease to everybody at the school, so he is, like, better understood by other people.
You know, so basically it's dry skin. Dry skin.
Well, you're like allergic to light, basically.
Holy That's shit.
Crazy. Is it natural light or just UV?
It's anything with UV. So I don't know if there's like, something that if you're inside the house, natural. You're fine.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? It's when, you know, I feel for anyone who has a disorder, of course, but selfishly, sometimes, let's say you're getting onto an airplane and you're sitting down, you're like, man, didn't have enough time to go and get a snack or something to drink. And then, all of a sudden, on the announcement, they're like, someone on the plane has a peanut allergy, so we won't be able to serve the peanuts. And then you're looking forward to that little snack, and it's been robbed of you because some fuckface
could die.
Is scared.
No, they switch it, and they give you chips or like...
Not these motherfuckers.
Where are you going?
You are not on that plane?
What airline is this?
Look, I'm not here to bash the sponsors, okay? No, I think it was Delta.
Eek.
Oh, my God. Do you guys take any vitamins or supplements?
Yes.
What do you take?
Me? B12, K2, D3, calcium.
Heroin.
Biotin.
Goka.
How about you?
Damn, you're healthy as fuck.
I take vitamin C. I take, like, a one a day for, like, women's health, and that's about it.
Do you take anything?
Fish oil pills.
Not the way you smell like that. You ever do that though? You ever eat fish oil and then you like burp? Or did you ever pop? You're not supposed to pop the fish oil.
You're not supposed to.
It's so fucking gross,
it's
dude.
It's so disgusting. It's once so gross. I had it in my mouth while I was doing shit and then it just like popped and.
Oh my
so
god.
Gross.
Ew.
Nasty.
But it's supposed to be good for your brain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's why I took it.
Yeah. So it makes you smarter?
Yeah.
He's just waiting for it to kick in still.
Gene's smart.
Nah, Gene's one of the smartest people in the room.
I know he is.
So, aside from Ronnie.
Too much credit.
Yeah, Ronnie's dumb smart.
Dumb smart. Dumb smart. So this next disease, number 3, is called Argyria, which is blue people. So basically, it's a rare skin condition that can happen if silver builds up in your body over a long time.
Now, why aren't there silver?
Yeah, I have a blue beauty mark somewhere on here. Remember, George?
Is that from a pen?
Or? I don't know.
A blue one?
Yeah, it's blue. I don't know. I don't know if I still have it.
But none of us take silver supplements, though. Right? You've heard of people taking these things?
I've never heard of that.
There's this guy who was running for Senate that was taking all these silver pills. And, like, colloidal silver is what they call it. Or, like, Centrum silver. You've heard of that
before?
Oh,
yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
I feel like it's normally old people that take it. But they'll take so much of this shit, their skin, it will start to turn blue. And one guy, like, when he was running for Senate, would take all these things and run on this platform. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm the blue guy. Vote for me.
Yo.
Wow.
Did he audition for Blue Man Group?
I don't know.
He should have. Shit.
Why do they call old people blue hairs? Is that why?
Maybe it's part of it.
You ever heard that before? How they call old people blue hairs?
No.
Yeah.
I think that's like cotton another head. Term for like gray hair.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And like that's the funny thing about this disorder is what? They turn blue because they're eating silver, right? Isn't that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah. And basically what happens when you swallow silver, it corrodes in your stomach acid and turns into silver salt, which then goes through your bloodstream and then ends up in your skin. And when it gets exposed to light, it starts to turn blue.
But if kinda you shit like out like
photography.
A, you shit out like a silver nugget, that could be profitable, no?
Probably. You should try to just poop out whatever you're taking in to make it profitable. You could just eat them over and over again.
Oh, is this the picture?
This is kind of what the skin can look like.
So disturbing.
Blue honey poop.
And people will use it as a home remedy.
What's the point of this silver? Swear by it.
It's supposed to like make you like agile and like fresh and shit. It's like another vitamin.
Really?
Yeah, or like a home remedy for thing. Like they swear by it and say it makes them feel better. Do you guys have any home remedies you use?
My mom has some weird shit.
Oh, please, please fucking tell us.
Like,
anything
it's
that
like
you said.
Spanish, like, traditional what remedies.
What is that?
It's fucking voodoo.
Supposed to cure everything. It's like fucking garlic, onions, fucking, I don't know, like, the most disgusting shit.
So you, like, put it in, like, a soup?
In a blender, what? And then, like, fucking.
Well, but garlic, that's a big thing with yeah. like, natural healing.
There's a lot of vegetables, like, gross vegetables.
What does it do, though?
Tastes disgusting. I don't know.
It's supposed to clean you out.
It's supposed to like cleanse your body and get rid of the ailment.
Or like hangover remedies.
Drink a beer.
Drink a beer.
Hair of the dog. I don't have anything, but alcohol. This one over here told me about like when he was sick, his grandparents would rub like Vicks on him and then use
oh my
quarters.
God.
No.
Yes.
You grab quarters and then you just like scrape your skin until it was like fucking raw Blue. Or something.
Wow. They abused you, huh?
he said that's like kind of a typical thing. I don't know.
Because Spanish people love Vicks.
Oh my God.
Like, they
but
swear
with, like,
upon
the quarter thing over your back until you're
the
like,
quarter thing is new. That's like the next level.
Yeah, hopefully the quarter's sanitized. But because so fucking in. How many hands that thing's been on?
I don't know. You remember when I put an onion in my sock?
Yeah. Oh,
to make you fall asleep?
What was it?
I don't know what it was for. I can't remember now. I just wanted
my mom
to
did
do
that.
It.
Neutralized smells?
It smelled bad, though.
It takes the, I don't know. I was going to make something
like
up.
Like, there's nothing wrong bunions. With my foot. There wasn't anything wrong
it
with
it. It was
my
something
foot,
with, like, sleeping, wasn't
yeah.
it? Wasn't it something with sleeping?
So you can fall know. Asleep faster.
It didn't work, whatever it,
didn't work?
It was just smelled weird, and my foot felt wet, and my sock was gross.
Bad experience, girl.
Yeah, don't do that again. There's a different disease that turns you all blue besides this one.
No.
Yeah. It's called methemoglobinemia. And this condition is caused by a higher amount of methemoglobin in the blood. So basically it can't bind with oxygen. You know like how your blood is blue inside your body and then when you get cut open it turns red because it's binding with oxygen?
Right.
So if you're oxygen deprived, you turn blue, like if you're choking or whatever. So basically from this one, you can get from taking drugs or you can get it genetically.
Yo.
And basically it seems like only white people get it is what they say. So,
Caucasian.
Fucking racist ass diseases. Fuck
you're
yeah.
safe. I thought they didn't discriminate.
So the way they treat it though, is they fucking inject people with something called methylene blue, which is a dye. So they straight up inject you with something to treat you. They like put it in your veins.
Like food coloring inside
basically,
your vein and shit?
It's like a dye. And they intravenously slowly inject it over 5 minutes to try to get you back to normal.
Ugh.
That's yeah. weird.
And there's this weird family called the Fugates that lived in Kentucky and the hills in Kentucky. And they're the most famous example of this disease. And they had kind of like the hereditary version where it's like, basically they were all inbred. So they just kept fucking each other. And
oh my God.
So Martin Fugate and Elizabeth Smith, who had married and settled near Hazard, Kentucky in around 1800, were both carriers of this like recessive gene. And a nearby clan, they started like marrying and they were all born with this fucking blue skin. So there's
Hazard.
All these blue people in Kentucky running
in
around.
Hazard. How appropriate.
Right? So how closely do you guys think you can be related to someone and fuck them? Can
oh
it
my
be
God.
Okay?
That is
yeah.
so funny.
Like a personal preference?
As long as it's not that first cousin. You know, that first cousin is very controversial.
Like you didn't know you were cousins' cousins.
Wait, so you're saying it's okay if they're your cousin, but you didn't know they were your cousin?
I mean, you don't know. What are you going to do, right?
No, no, the question is, once you do find out, you continue.
So, I do have a story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
Oh,
shit. Yo. Yo.
Let it out.
So, I was at a club, and my friend was like, yo, that kid keeps looking at you. And I was like, what kid? She's like, oh, the bald dude.
Yo.
It wasn't George. George. It wasn't George.
Everyone listening, little George has bald hair. That's his brother.
And at the end of the night, he went up to me with a flower and he was like, yo, I think you're cute.
Where did he get the flower?
That's romantic.
I guess some Mexican was like selling flowers, whatever.
That's Matt Thoughtful.
He's my stepbrother. He was my stepbrother.
But yeah. That's like every porn.
What? Not the ones I watch.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it was just weird. I was like, yo, we're related. And he's like, I know, I didn't know. He's like, my bad, I'm sorry. He's like, how's your dad? I'm like, this is fucking weird.
He's like, but thanks, still keep the flower, though. You know? Yeah, that's for you.
Like, I made a mistake. Do you still have that flower?
No. It was just a weird night. It was very emotional because I found out I had, like, a stepbrother. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know until that night.
How did you find out? That's the key thing.
Because Veronica knew about the situation. No, don't ask me how she knew, but she knew.
Interesting. In between bullying you, she does some research. Yo.
Genealogy is her pastime.
Yo, honestly, though, we're going to get that revenge. Don't worry.
Yo, get on the show.
Yo, chill.
I'm coming for you, Veronica.
So is yours cousin or second cousin? What's acceptable?
I don't know. They say we're all brothers and sister under God. Yeah. Yo. It's weird, however you twist it.
We know you have a weird relationship with your cousins.
I do? With who?
Separate.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us.
I miss you, Kenny.
Oh.
Yo.
What is going on?
But he has a baby now. We can't be like that anymore. Mm. You know?
That's what makes it serious?
Yeah, that's how it's serious.
All right. Well, there's a lot of other cultures that claim that blue people started there, too, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, have you guys heard of any blue people before besides Blue Man Group?
India.
I was about to say that.
There's
Smurfs?
A god that's blue.
Oh, the Smurfs.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Is it Krishna?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
god.
Also, like, Hare Krishnas claim that they came, like, the people that are at airports and stuff, claim that they were descended from, like, blue people as well.
What about that fucking blue horse at the Denver airport?
Oh, yeah, that horse is that. Blue. Yeah, that's for the Broncos, though. There was a Saharan tribe called the Tuareg that wore indigo-dyed robes, but it would, like, seep into their skin because they just wore, like, blue clothes all the time and dyed them blue. And then there were, like, Scottish people that would paint or tattoo themselves blue called the Picts, kind of like Braveheart and Mel Gibson shit.
Freedom.
Yep. And then there's also the Smurfs. Have you guys heard of them?
Yeah.
And then Avatar, right?
Yep.
I wasn't a big fan of Avatar.
It was kind of dumb, but it was fun to watch.
It was
yeah,
cool
it looked cool.
It looked
visually,
cool.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Did you watch it in 3D?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Why, that was a big thing?
Yeah, I went to see it in the theater in 3D with my friend with a lazy eye, and I was like, make fun of him. I'm like, can you see this in 3D?
So messed up.
But doesn't certain shit correct a lazy eye? You know?
Drugs.
Like, isn't there certain things?
That red blue lens would do it, right?
I don't know.
It just like gravitate it.
Okay, number four.
The eye would just do a couple sit ups.
To fix your lazy eye?
Yeah.
Mm.
Lazy eye, right? Is that what it is, no?
That's how. That's
just
all you
unmotivated eyeball?
Just do sit ups. Number four is epidermoplasia verrucormis.
Is epidermal, is that hair?
Verruciformis.
Or that's epidermis.
It's skin is epiderm. Okay. A.K.A. Lewandowski-Lutz dysplasia, a.k.a. tree man syndrome. Oh. So how many of you guys have seen the tree man before?
He was in the hospital recently.
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen
like
pictures.
Elephant man, like that.
It's much worse.
A little bit.
Dude, it looks like a fucking tree bark.
It looks
it's
like
crazy
tree bark
looking.
Is growing on
it's a human, ball. But growing out of a tree? Like,
he's a human. On? Absolutely.
But he has tree bark growing out of his skin.
Confused.
I've been forgetting to show you guys pictures of this.
It's crazy looking.
So, this was hypertrophic trichosis for the werewolves. These are the people that really have it. This is Exoderma pigmentosum, the vampires. That's another Smurf dude. That's a guy running for Senate. This is Tree Man Syndrome right here. So this is what this looks like.
Oh, wow.
Like, it really looks like a plant.
Like wood.
Straight up like Groot, right? Like, it looks like real life Groot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So.
It's horrific.
This shit is super rare.
The guy that went in recently, right? Wasn't he like, oh, I just want to fucking die?
Well, he wants his hands. Tired. He wants his hands cut off,
basically. Because it's just his hands for him, right?
He says it's super painful. But basically what this shit is like having super intense HPV, right, in your hands. So it's like kind of like warts growing all over you just become like super scaly and stuff. I don't know. I feel like the first time I heard of this guy was probably Guinness Book of World Records. Where did you guys hear about him?
I just saw him in like random articles. They'd show pictures of him, and the pictures are just like crazy looking. But
yeah.
How can you cure it like that? Do you have to, like, laser it off?
You can't. Yeah, it's not so curable. They've been trying to do treatments. There was another guy before this current guy that had a lot of attention on him and stuff, and, like, different documentaries and specials that they did on him. Like, Discovery Channel paid for him to get this treatment.
I saw that.
Where they just removed everything from him. But
it grows back.
Oh, it's like a virus. Like, it's fucking connected to you, and it's super painful. Like, I remember reading one time, because when I was a kid, I had a wart on my thumb that I was, like, super self-conscious about. And I remember reading about it. And it, like, your blood vessels and stuff, like, warts go down and around, like, wrap themselves around your blood vessels. So it's not like it's going anywhere. Like, it grows out, but it's, like, connected to you.
You have to, kill the whole cell.
That's why they have to freeze the shit. It's, like, shrivel it and stuff.
It's just,
that's why I think genital warts would freak me the fuck out.
Mm-mm.
It's just like, it's sad though that guy has to fucking constantly be in agonizing pain. You know what I mean?
He has kids too.
Yeah.
And you pass it on to your kids.
So the kids have it?
That's fucked.
I don't know if they have it, but they have the gene for it.
Oh.
So is it something that can activate at any time?
No, normally it starts off when you're younger. People that have it normally don't live past the age of 20.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you realize like how fortunate we are, like not to, like people feel, I feel like people just take health for granted too, you know?
Yeah.
Does this originate from like some sort of vitamin deficiency? Because I feel like it's mostly in like poorer regions.
The countries that people kind of stem from, because it is genetic, so it's not like a vitamin deficiency.
That's so weird.
But it is, like, Bangladesh and Thailand, but there's, like, a girl in... There's someone in South America, too, that has it, like...
But it's never, like...
Like, England Guatemala.
Or something.
You never hear about it in England or something, because it is genetic, so it's, like, people, like, in certain regions, like, I'm surprised that it's
so
still
it's probably... It would be, like, a case of, like, genetic drift. If they move it out of the region, it's, like, a recessive gene. If they populate it somewhere else, it wouldn't pass on as...
I'm not sure if it's recessive.
Well, I assume it would be if it's rare.
Yeah. But I also think it's probably hard to fuck when you have the trees for hands.
Like, just imagine all, like, splinters in your cock, George, before you're in your rocky road, you know?
Damn.
How many females have it? I've never heard of a female.
There's a girl right now in Guatemala that just has it, but there's not that many. I don't have the stats.
I just heard about, like, two or three
It's
guys.
Mostly males. It's mostly males. And I feel like everyone that has it goes to the media for help because there's nothing else that they can do,
like,
and it's fascinating.
Isn't that how that works? Like, female genes usually pass on to a male, like, if it's something like that? Like, some sort of recessive...
Probably. This one is in...
genetic mutation?
I didn't look too hard into the genes but there are a lot of... Yeah, because I get lost in that stuff. But there are a lot of things. But for the guy they did remove everything from, that they did the special about, he would have to get... If they wanted to keep him, like, quote-unquote normal, he would have to get surgery twice a year, every year, for the rest of his life. Can you imagine, like, how intense that shit would be?
Have, like, that's a lot. Some seriously dead nerves. They could probably kill a bunch of his nerves to do it.
Plus, he's probably going under for the surgeries. Whenever you go under, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You can get fucked up.
Especially
just
when you already have a pre-existing
out.
Health
What do you mean
condition?
You can get fucked up?
Well, just like they say, I don't know. It's, I don't know if there's anything like medically backing it, but I know a lot of people that have said, you know, when they've been put under and get put to sleep for like a major surgery like that, it's not good for your body. It's to not? Be knocked out and incapacitated
because
like that.
They give you usually something to knock you out and then something for pain. Right. So that mix usually causes some sort of chemical reaction.
Some people die.
Exactly.
That's some people with
Kanye's mom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pre-existing health and conditions can't do anesthesia.
My mom, she said she felt like she was dying. Yeah, when she went under.
Really?
Did I ever tell you about the time when I went under for like my wisdom teeth and then I like woke up partway through it? Dude, he's like fucking like ripping my teeth out and shit.
And you woke up?
Yeah, I woke up. It was crazy.
So what happened? You screamed?
No, I was just like really fucked up. And then he was like, "We've got one that can see," and he increased the gas on me.
That was and then alien I went back. Abduction.
I went back down. And then when I came back, I was just like all disoriented and shit. And like I was like all bleeding from the mouth. And I seen him, and I was like, "You did a great fucking job, Doc. Like, shooting you're fucking blood. Real good at your job." You know, I was just like, "Fucked
just
up,
just doped up."
Yeah, all doped up.
It's crazy when you're like in a scenario where you should be either like incapacitated or seriously drugged up, and you're not. Yeah. Like, it's any sort.
I was awake
surgery.
For mine, and they were like crunching my teeth, like the
it
wisdom
sounds
teeth.
Crazy. When I did when I had my first C-section, I didn't have any anesthesia for like the first 30 minutes of it. So
no why? Way. Why?
Yeah,
oh, you're just trying to do it naturally?
No, I was doing the natural thing with Miles, and then I had to do an emergency C-section, and they were like, "It's too late for anesthesia." And I was like, or they were like, "If you don't do it now, the baby's gonna die." So I was like, "Just start it." So they did it.
That's
they
some cut, fucked up shit.
They
to be
cut
put
me
on.
Open without any medicine, and then like
did
by the
hurt?
Time they were
oh
taking
God.
Him out, that the medicine had kicked in.
Did you start
in.
Screaming and shit?
No, I was like mad tired.
So they gave you they gave you
like,
medicine.
I'm prepared to die. Well, you're supposed to have, like, some sort of medicine before you do it, but it was too late.
Okay.
So I was like, we can put it in, but it's not going to kick in before we have to start cutting. So I was like, just start doing it.
So you could feel the slice?
Well, yeah, they gave me a choice. It's like, your baby can die, or we can start it without the medicine. I was like, start it without the medicine.
And now you're stuck with Miles.
So I was like, do it without the medicine.
Don't they do, like, some numbing agents?
Well, they put it in your spine, is what they do, but by the time
it starts. Does that hurt? I'm always scared about that shot. That they give you.
By the time you go in, you don't even care. You're just like, give it to me. You're not going to feel it. But if you're doing like a spinal tap, it hurts.
Oh.
That's crazy.
We turn our amps to 11.
Oh, this next one is the last one, number 5. Schmid-Fracaro syndrome, a.k.a. cat eye syndrome. Have you guys heard of this one?
I want that.
You want it?
Is it bad?
It sounds cool. Parts of it are cool. You heard of this one?
Yeah.
Meow, meow. So this is a chromosomal thing, and it's a trisomy in chromosome 22. So Down syndrome is a trisomy in chromosome 21, just for reference on that one. So the symptoms for this are unilateral or bilateral iris coloboma. So that means absence of tissue from the colored parts of the eyes. I'm going to show you what this looks like in a second. Just fucking picture a cat eye on a human, though.
Okay.
That's dope.
Then pre-auricular pits or tags, which are small depressions or growths of skin on the outer ears. So just picture fucking pointy ears, right? This is the weirdest thing, though. I don't know if you want this part. Is anal... Well, maybe you do, actually. There's parts of it that are cool. Anal atresia, which is abnormal obstruction of the anus. Basically, no asshole. So which,
how do you poop? Do you need a colostomy?
You have to throw up. No, it's like you have to, when you're born, they have to fucking fix this kind of thing. But the idea of not having an asshole is kind of cool.
Can you elaborate on fix this, though?
No, I want one. Fuck out of
here. Just stab your anus.
No, can you imagine like if there was like a different way? Like if you just ate food and that was it and it was all nutrients all the time and you like, never had to shit.
Okay, in that case,
what
yes.
What if you shit out like your urethra?
I don't want to pee out my shit.
Ew. No.
So Millie has a story about shit, like clogged shit.
No,
I think she wants to tell the story.
No, I don't.
Go ahead, Millie.
No, I don't.
The mic is
telling them shit.
The platform is yours.
No, we want you to tell us.
No,
about
I'm not saying anything.
So she was constipated, right? Really, 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 really bad, right? So finally, she went to the hospital. Like they did it, and they did the X-ray, and literally there was shit clogged up.
No, it wasn't. You're lying. You were really gassing.
No, it was pretty clogged. Let's just say we looked at the X-ray. We're like, yo, they finally gave they gave you some medicine to finally release the
I don't
pressure.
Know what you're talking about.
Everything was went out, but we looked at the x-ray, let's just say it was pretty full.
Did you guys save the x-ray?
It's okay, no. We can edit it. We won't.
Was it
but
like,
we can.
Like the line at the DMV or like right after another?
I hate you.
Well, we'll give you some Tums, Millie, before you go.
Thanks. Yeah, this was the one I researched the most because I was like, what the fuck do you mean no there's asshole. No asshole?
There's always an asshole.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Figuratively and literally.
Another part is the downward slanting palpebral fissures, which is the opening between the upper and lower eyelids. So, I don't know what that means.
Does that mean it closes like this?
No, I think it's like I think it's like your eyelids look different. I'm going to show you guys the picture after I read the symptoms because I don't know what the fuck a lot of these things mean in medical terminology. Okay. Another thing is cleft palate, so it's like
which is
kind of like a cat, right? And then this one is just there's kidney problems. Like it's not only just physical on the front, like where you can see it; it's also internal too. Short stature, scoliosis and skeletal problems, cardiac defects, and kind of a smaller jaw, which the medical term is micronathia. So there's a model that has this.
Really?
Yeah. And she's got tons of fucking pictures and an Instagram and shit. And she's like very unique looking, so I can totally understand why she's a model. And she's got tattoos and shit too. But you could just picture sci-fi or something having. Mm,
she's that's pretty. Nice.
I feel like I've seen her recently, too.
Right?
Somewhere.
Oops. This is her. Her name is Katyn Kitten, and she's in the UK.
I want to see the eyes.
Oh, yeah. There's other people that have it, too, but I feel like it's also really easy to Photoshop.
Does she not have... So you don't have an iris?
You have like an iris, but it goes down longer. So it kind of
so
gets like a triangle-y
yeah,
like a
so
cat.
She, does, she definitely
she
has
looks
a pupil,
like a cat.
But I don't see it like a color. That's what I mean.
Yeah, because the color gets absent. So I think it's kind of like more reflective. Like instead of having like an iris around it, I think that part's harder to see.
Mm-hmm.
But the pupil is more like...
Interesting.
She'd be good for like Hereditary Part 2, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Gene?
She does. The Hereditary girl looks a little bit like that for sure.
Right?
Yeah. So which one of these diseases do you want?
Oh, shit.
Girl, none. I'm just, we got to pick one?
I'll go with the hairy face. That one's kind of cool.
That one's painless.
Probably the hair. Yeah.
Because you can still shave it. You just got to stay
you
on top of it.
Never have to shave
or
your
you
pubes.
Could just leave it.
It's like cleaning
like
a fish tank.
Shiny.
Yeah, that's true.
No asshole.
Would you have to wear clothes?
It's like you're covered for Halloween all the time, dude.
You're always like the shaggy dog.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's a good one.
You're probably warm all the time, too. Like, you probably don't need blankets.
Yeah, but you can catch lice.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
Can you imagine?
Nope.
It's like they're crawling in your eyes and
you
up
think,
your nose and shit.
Do you think animals would be more attracted to you?
Animals?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, which one are you taking, Gene?
The eye one, is it just the eye thing?
Mm-mm.
No, it comes with a string of like other fucked up shit. Well, damn.
Blue people. They don't.
Oh.
That's not that bad.
Being
you're
blue?
You're kind of blue sometimes too, you know?
I'm more yellowy.
No, I mean just like, you know, you're sad.
Oh, yeah, I'm always sad, yeah.
So
I'll go with the
like,
blue.
Yeah, that's super.
Sign
that's
me up for the blue.
Very poetic.
What's the woman that was thrown up?
Oh, that's the hair. That can cause the hair growth.
Oh, jeez.
I was thinking it was a hair wall.
It's difficult.
Yeah, you just like have to lick yourself clean.
Or the no asshole. You don't have to like shit anymore.
Right? Oh, yeah, go with
cool.
The no asshole.
I'm sure there's some way to get rid
save
of it.
Right? After that fucking story.
Save on toilet paper, you know.
Imagine if you... Can you have like more than one of these? What if you had like...
More than one asshole?
Or you just had like the hair and then you had like no asshole.
Oh, my God. Like, you could potentially have all of them at once.
So genetically, we could like splice a creature.
Someday is going to do this.
Yeah, let's ruin some creature's life.
What about you, Katie?
I was just thinking, like, the next disease we should create, like, a fictional thing out of, like, model it after, you know?
Mm.
It's really cool. And I didn't talk about, like, webbed feet or anything, but
that's common, though.
Have you seen webbed feet?
It's such an easy fix. Yeah. I just need so scissors, weird. Dude. It's so easy.
I worked with someone who had WebMD, and it was just like...
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to have to look at it a bit.
Are they great swimmers?
No. Oh. But she was also disabled, so I couldn't
tell her.
Out of the five, I would definitely want to be the bearded lady, for sure.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. I would love to. I would love that shit.
Just to have a beard?
No, to like be like a circus freak and like get to hang out with like all the circus freaks.
It's like you don't have to worry about supporting yourself at all.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. No more 9 to 5.
Yeah, you're just chilling.
And different artists would be like, I must draw you. You know?
I don't know if that's so common anymore, but.
More like, I'll take a picture of you and ridicule you online.
My Instagram.
I must tag you.
Well, I think three movies that we can.
Like one of your French girls.
Three movies we can suggest from this. Todd Browning's Freaks. If you haven't seen it and you want to see real, authentic freaks, check it out. Todd Browning's Freaks. Also, Freak Show. That was a more recent movie that was banned in a few different countries for different reasons. That's a great carny kind of freak movie. And then on the whole disease thing, there's that movie Antivirus, where in the future, people are obsessed with the diseases that... celebrities have, so they pay money to get these diseases injected into themselves. So those are just some cool things I thought we could suggest to our listeners if you're interested in these topics.
There is a movie too about that, the Sun one, that it's like a lifestyle type movie though, but about mom with her kids, and it was a true story. She had two kids who had it. So there was
Sounds exhausting.
No, but I was reading about it.
Yeah, no, I definitely saw it fucking with my kids mother. Are it was like a lifestyle.
Annoying enough, you know?
Life?
Do you not want kids?
Style mm-hmm. movie.
No, I'm just saying, like, you can imagine, like, it's very challenging to take care of kids. Imagine if they have, like, another disorder on top of that.
Another thing to point out.
What if you just get them one of those cool umbrella hats?
Yeah.
Solve the problem.
Solves
right?
all problems.
Fucking doctor over here. Like, I should mention also there's like support groups for all of these different diseases, and you can like donate to help research on the causes and all kinds of shit that would be nice.
Yeah, guys, check it out. Maybe we'll put something up on the website if we can locate it and somebody can update it. You know, we'll try. But either way, we thank you for listening to our Forbidden Five. Next episode, we're going to be having a plethora of guests again. We'll be having Ronnie and George, who will be on for our Watcher segment, which is a creepy stalker story that Gene's going to present for us. And as a doubleheader bonus, we're also going to be doing another one on, what is it, Sarita, that you're going to be presenting?
It's sort of another... You should be warned beforehand because it involves child torture, but it also goes into cults and just like a whole kind of plethora of things. But yeah, it does involve child torture, cults, and some other genetic actually disorders. So it kind of ties things in.
Yeah. So fair warning on that one, but during that doubleheader, it'll be Sarita and Millie is going to join us for that one again too. So we thank you guys for listening to Evil Examined, and we'll talk to you soon.
Or anybody else was in there against their will.